And welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. My name is David, of course you know that. And this is, drum roll please, I need to start really using the sound effects, the 5x5 Late Night Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I haven't done one in a while, I don't think. It's been a minute or two, and I had some things to talk about, so I wanted to share it with my late night crew. So thank you guys for joining me. Whoever is taking the time to join me tonight, I do appreciate that. I hope everybody's doing well. I don't know if I'm doing well or not. I've been having some headaches. Like today I've had a headache. I woke up with a crazy headache this morning and it kind of went away, but it was so bad earlier that I think it still hurts. It's sore and it's probably sinuses, but who knows? I am a man of a particular age. So, I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So some of these things do happen. And, I try to take care of myself, you know, and a lot of times, when you get a certain age and you go so long without any problems or not getting sick or feeling bad. And the first time I've been sick in over a year was in June when I had that kind of a nasty cold that kind of hung on for a while. And before that, you know, I hadn't been sick. And so sometimes you get complacent in, okay, well, I don't get sick. And I kind of wear that kind of badge of honor. And I was talking about this other night on Fanboy Weekly. That's my superpower, is my immunity to illness and invulnerability to being harmed and stuff like that. So, but it's not true. The reality of it is you do get sick. You do get hurt. Things do happen. And you need to take care of yourself. And I'm a procrastinator, even with my health, which I need to be more aware of. And I don't want to jinx myself, but I'm knocking on wood, thinking that, you know, the good health that I do have, that I currently possess, you know, I don't get sick a lot. But when I do, I'm kind of a whiny baby. But I'll probably have to go to the doctor because, you know, I don't like, you know, when you have a headache, you know, okay, I woke up with one, and normally when I have a headache, it normally goes away. It's like, that don't feel quite right. So I probably need to go get it checked out. So pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. But anyhow, hey, Ken Boggle, thank you for joining me. I know you've had a long day, and Ken Boggle was, we were doing our show last night. And if you look below this episode on Spreaker.com, or if you choose to, you can check it out on iHeartRadio. Are You Wearing White on iHeartRadio and Fight Club 2 on Spreaker right now? I changed the name because Ken is absolutely hilarious. We were talking about, thanks, Ken. Ken's going to chant for me. We were talking about so many different things last night. We were talking about Hobby Lobby. We were talking about marriage equality because a federal judge, you know, overturned the ban on same-sex marriages in Indiana and Kentucky. Where Ken and I live, respectively, Kentucky and Indiana. So that was good. So we talked about that last night. We talked about Hobby Lobby and how they have more rights, obviously, than their employees, because they're not going to offer their employees birth control, contraception, women. And we talked about that. We talked about Ken's I guess I can talk about it, but he can't. His he joined Fight Club on what's today? On Monday he did, and we talked about something else. And then the gay Christian Grady Smith. We did have a special guest, Timmy Sims, joined us last night on Real Talk, and we had a good time. But we always have a good time. I was telling somebody today that we just have awesome chemistry. But when I tell y'all, listen to the part where Kim was talking about Vera Wang. That hands down was the funny. I had to listen to that 2 times because it was hilarious. But anyhow, anyhow, I was reading something on my phone. So I'm here tonight. So I'm here tonight, and like still have a little slight headache because I took 2 Goody Powders. I didn't know anything about Goody Powders until I moved to the South. And Goody Powders is like a mashed, well, here I can tell you what it is because I have them right here. It's like a it's a headache powder. It has acetaminophen in it, aspirin, caffeine, and it tastes horrible, but it works really fast, with the caffeine and the aspirin and the acetaminophen, all kind of works together to alleviate your headache. Now, I used to get really bad headaches during sinus, well, during pollen season in Atlanta, and so I'd get bad headaches, and I would, of course, take my Tylenol, Claritin, whatever it is. And then I had a coworker, and she's like, "Oh, why are you taking that for?" She's like, "I got a goody powder." I'm like, "What in the hell is a goody powder?" She says, "You never heard of goody powder?" I'm like, "No, I didn't." I said, "No, I don't know. Never heard of a goody powder." And she's like, "Oh, well, let me get it for you, Dave." And she was a very motherly employee. And so when I took this goody powder, and I tell you, my headache was gone in less than 5 minutes. And so I've praised goody powders ever since then. But then I forget. Around here, you don't see them a lot. Now, the only time place I really see them is at like the gas stations, and then they're like $75. Anytime you buy any kind of medicine or deodorant or soap or anything at a gas station, you end up paying, out the wazoo. So I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. But the other day, my sister was at Walmart, and she happened to see goody powders. You get 6 of them, and they were 25 cents for 6. So she bought me like five or six packages of 6, for them. And so, I was like, okay, that's cool. So I've been taking those, but then they didn't work this morning. They kind of worked. And then I took 3 Tylenol. That's probably the problem. 'Cause I've been taking too many damn Tylenol. Tylenol will hurt you. The acetaminophen will hurt your liver. That's probably what's really going on. But, so, like I said, I'm gonna go in it. This is why I'm doing it. Normally, I don't do a late night show. I do it like around 1 o'clock. So this is why I'm doing it right now, so I can get in bed and take. I do have a little reading to do, but I think I'm just gonna go to bed. And maybe I say that now, but my butt'll be up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But I don't have anything to do tomorrow, which is good. So I can sleep all day if I want to, which I don't think I will, but we'll see. We'll see. But like I said, thank you guys for joining me. I hope you guys are having a great week. It is hump day. And as all my nerd friends like to say, new comic book day, because every Wednesday is new comic book day. So I'll talk about that and talk about my 2 bad customer service experiences this week. One from Aldi, and wait for it, the other one, Chipotle. You know how I feel about Chipotle, and I'm not happy about it, but sometimes you gotta take a stand. So I'm taking a stand for the local one. And also, if you guys look at my name, you know my name is David. If you turn my name around backwards, it's called it spells Diva D. And so I have a friend to this day, somebody I've known for a very long time. She never calls me David. She calls me Diva D. She said, "Oh, because you're just a diva, and the D is for deliciousness." She loves me. Don't we love our hags? For all my gays, don't we love our hags? Diva D. So I thought it was a really, really, really cute quiz on BuzzFeed, like I always do. How much of a diva am I? So we're gonna take that quiz before we round out the show tonight. So thank you guys for joining me. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG. Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to ME, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Been to Middle-earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. With me. You name all 12 of the ducks. I can't resist that. And what's the core in your wand? I think that ours match. Cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure on me you cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One. Been to Comic Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Uno, Manicore Lady 3. Dos, she wanted all my XP. Tres, my 64 makes her want me. Cuatro.
Down, down, forward, back, AB. You don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making, we'll be tapping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. I can call up Iron Man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. Cause clearly in Star Wars, first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. You warp drive, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me.
I can stop.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
I absolutely love, 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 love that song. It is so funny, and it's so nerdy, and it's just a good song. It's a remake, not a remake, a parody of Jason Derulo's "Talk Dirty to Me." I played it last night on Ken and I's shows last night, our show last night, and he's coming to the guy who wrote the song and the rapper part, not the singer part. The guy who wrote it. If you look at the video, if you go to K-Face Rules on YouTube, that's the guy who does the rap on the right hand side, the shorter one. He's the one that wrote the song. and performed the rap in the song, and the video is really cute. So go to K-Face Rules on YouTube, and he's going to be on the 5x5. So look for that. That's going to be next week. I think next Thursday, he's going to join me for my comic book show over on Blog Talk Radio. But then I'll have it here as a podcast for Fanboy Weekly on Spreaker.com and possibly iHeart. So welcome back. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. My name is David, and it is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I haven't done one in a while. I know. You know, you can always find any of our shows on our blog at the5x5.blogspot.com, or check me out on Facebook, the5x5 completely spelled out, and you can always send me a tweet at the5x5, and the fives are numeric. And I think all the shows that I can't have on iTunes are on iTunes now. So if you don't want to come to Spreaker, you can always look for us on iTunes and have it downloaded to your iOS device. So what are we talking about tonight? Well, you know, it's, I try to be a good person, and sometimes people, they, I don't know. I don't know if it's the devil. I don't know if you guys believe in that stuff. Sometimes I think the devil's always after me. And I say that because I try to be a good person. I try to be nice, and I try to be optimistic about my place in the world, my interactions with people that I come across. But, you know, for people who know me, they know I don't take a whole lot of stuff. You know, living, you know, when I was younger, living a very, quiet life, if you can believe that. I was very quiet. I used to be very quiet. And, you know, I just kind of, but I still, for some part, I still go with the flow. I don't want a lot of, even, you know, I'm too old to be fighting. I'm, you know, I'm 40 something, and don't get it twisted. and, you know, I don't like a lot of drama anymore. And I preach this to my family. I'm like, you know what? We are too old for all this drama. You know, we need to bring that on down, you know, and I have buried some hatchets in, my adult life. Recently, I guess I've buried a hatchet. You know, I shared with you guys a few weeks ago that I reconnected with my best friend of 15 years, which we had been estranged for almost 3 years. We're getting back. And we may never get to the pinnacle where our relationship was, but we're heading that way, and we talk, and which is good, and I'm happy for that. And that's one of those things that have, you know, you have this stuff that's always kind of on you, you know, and whether you're not consciously thinking about it, somewhere in the dark recesses of your mind, it's still there, and it's still affecting you, whether you think it is or not. And so, you know, that was a weight lifted, and that's why, like I said, I preach to everybody, like, I don't do a whole lot of drama. But with that being said, I'm not going to take a whole bunch of stuff either. So today is still, I guess it's really Thursday. So Tuesday, my mother had to run some errands. So, you know, of course, me being the good son that I am, I said, okay, I'll take you. You know, this is what we'll do. We'll wait till it cools down a little bit, because it's been so crazy hot. But we're going to have a really good 4th of July. That's what I meant to have tonight. I wanted to play a 4th of July, the Whitney Houston version of the Star Spangled Banner. You know, that's one thing. Even though Whitney's gone and everything, Whitney, you know, voice-wise, one of the most iconic voices of our generation. You know, the only person that I've ever almost came to tears hearing the Star Spangled Banner. And, you know, I haven't cried since 1977. I'm just saying, almost. Anyhow, so I wanted to have that. Maybe I'll have a little 4th of July special show or something. But I ain't trying to podcast. Like, I was on last night. This night, I'll have a show tomorrow night. I think I'll be on Ken's show tomorrow night. Tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio, Ken Boggle Live. It's 11 o'clock my time, so that'd be Central Standard Time. And then it'd be 12 o'clock his time. So look for that. It's going to be right after my comic book show, if I get these comic books read tonight or sometime during tomorrow, which that is going to be at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So look for those tomorrow. But I'm not trying to be here every night. So maybe a little quick thing, maybe something Saturday morning. But I wanted to have this on. But anyhow, I digress. So we went, she needed it. I don't print anything anymore, you know, because even now when you buy tickets and stuff, like I'm going to Nashville Comic Con, you can use your phone app to take to show that you purchased your ticket, and then they'll give you your badges. And I could have done an indie pop con, but I did print it out. But my mom, she likes printing stuff out. She prints stuff that, you know, she prints these things with a whole bunch of color, and I'm like, no wonder your ink is going fast because you have a ton of you have you print these pictures and stuff for no reason on regular paper. Doesn't make sense to me, but it's not my money. So I had to go to Office Depot. So I said, let's go. We'll run to Office Depot, then we'll go to the grocery store because I know you need to do some grocery shopping. I said, but there's Aldi right there. I haven't been to Aldi in a long time. We'll roll through there. Okay, so it was fine. We did the Office Depot thing, got the ink, walked down to Aldi, and it was going good. I was finding some things, you know. You can get some cheap stuff, but you know, you got to be careful with Aldi because, you know, remember I said told you guys a long time ago at the Aldi store in England, they were selling beef that was really horse meat. So you got to be careful, right? And so, hey, I ain't the I didn't make that up. That's you can look that up. They were selling horse meat in England. It didn't make it to the States, so that's true. It's true. I didn't make that up. I'm not slandering them. And so we're at Aldi's and we're picking some stuff up. And when we finally get to where we're ready to check out, you know, I'm like, because I like to kind of direct. So I said, also, I'll go first with my stuff and you can get your stuff so I can kind of handle everything while we're going through the line. And so, you know how you're approaching the line and there's nobody there, but then that one person kind of slides in there before you make it, and then they have $1,000 worth of groceries. Well, this is what happened to us, which was fine. I wasn't in. Hey, Corey Clark, what's up, boy? How is it? Corey Clark, you haven't been around in a while. What's up? And so they slide on in there as a lady, which was fine. At this point, I wasn't never in a hurry when I was there, and so we and so the lady, she's doing whatever. So the cashier, she sees that, okay, she has a lot of stuff. I might be a while. I need to open another lane. I'm like, okay, you know, and so she opens not the lane next to us, but the third lane. We're in the first lane. There's an empty second lane with nobody in. She opens the third lane and buzzes for somebody to come up. And so, as we're trying to get over there, you know, somebody already jumps in front of us. I've been in stores to where if they open up a second lane, like a gas station or stuff, they're like, who was next in line? And they'll look at the person and tell them, since you were waiting, you're first, you need to go on the next line because we were the only people up there. So at this point, more people kind of start coming up. She's like, oh, I need to open up another lane. And so at this point, I'm looking at her because, you know, I've got an attitude because you should have allowed us to go to the lane next because we were next in line, you know, behind this woman who has $5,000 worth of groceries. And so next, she opens a line adjacent to the line we were in, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. So me and my mother, you know, we're jostling, you know, for position. And so she does say, who was next in line? But she's seen us. We've been there. She never acknowledges us. She never looks at us. She looks at the people behind us and says, you guys come over here to this line. I said, excuse me. You know, of course, you know, my feathers get all ruffled and I'm all bent out of shape. And my mouth, I have a mouth. You know, Corey Clark can attest, I have a mouth on me. And so can Ken Boggle, actually. And I start cussing. I'm like, let's get the F up out of the store because I will never be treated like that. Because you know, disrespect goes big. And then a guy, I hear my mother with oxygen hanging out of her mouth, out of her nose. This guy damn near knocks her down. If I could have got to him, I would have been to jail. I said, let's get the hell off this side of town before I end up in handcuffs because I'm ready to catch a case. So I wrote an email. Of course, you know, I'm good with my email because I'm a little bit. Well, Corey, I was on the west side. What do you think? We was the only Negroes in the store. And so of course I like, writing my emails and stuff and sending them and I did get a response and they said call this number and I'm like, okay, I'll call the number. And so you know how they try to catch you up. These customer service people, they try to catch you up. She's like, oh, well, she's like, I'm sorry you had the experience at the store. I'm like, yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm agreeing with her and I'm being at this point today, it's happened this afternoon when I talk to him, I'm calm. And she's like, we'll send you out a $5 gift certificate to give our store another try. Girl, it is not that serious for $5, and that I didn't ask you for anything. I'm just letting you know I don't appreciate being treated to you, treated this particular way in your store. And she's like, well, we do have a video camera. We'll watch the video too. I'm like, roll the video. I said, can I come watch it? Roll the video. She's like, we'll send you $5. And she confirmed my address. I'm like, whatever, do what you need to do. I just want to let you know, how I was treated in your establishment. Goodbye. And so that was the end of our, interaction. But I'm like, customer service, I've always, even when I worked retail, I thought I was, pretty good customer service wise, I'm not the best, but I learned a lot when I moved into management, when I went to it, moved to Atlanta. You have to, that's money. I don't care how much money somebody's spending, you could leave a sour note or a sour taste in somebody's mouth, and then word of mouth is big, and a lot of our customers were word of mouth customers. Advertisements and coupons are one thing, but you know the person who have the most problems is the one that's going to normally say stuff, and that's the things what people hear. Anyhow, we're going to take a quick break, then we'll come back, and I got to tell you why I had to say goodbye to my burritos. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Just when you're getting kinda comfortable, I shit, I stun on you. Stun on you, stun on you. I stun on you, I ain't that bitch.
Switch it, switch it, switch it. I ain't that bitch. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and that's right. I ain't that bitch. I'm trying to tell people, and they don't understand who they're messing with. Not that I'm tough or anything. I just don't take a whole lot of nonsense. And I try to be nice, and I will give what I get. I will give what I get. You know, so if you're throwing me shade, expect a whole bunch of shade to come back. You know, if you're nice to me, hey, I want to be 10 times nicer to you. And it's so funny because I was talking to a friend of mine in the chat room. And Corey, me and Corey go back a long way. Corey, you know, I don't mind spoilers. And he is a fellow, and I didn't know this when we were working together. He is a fellow comic book and gaming nerd guy, which I think is awesome. And I didn't know this when we were working together many years ago. And yeah, it has to be about 10 years. It's 2014. And so I was telling him that I had bought some HeroClix today, which was Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out August 1st or August 23rd, which I'll be going. I'm still on the fence with this movie, you know, because I'm not big into that. I never was big in the comic. I have some old ones that had none of the new people in it. But anyhow, I was talking to him about that and customer service, like the store that I go to, and I think Corey goes to the same comic book store. I really didn't like going to at one point because some of the people there would be kind of some stick in the muds, and I like having fun in my shopping experience. Like I said, when I was in retail, I like to make the shopping experience fun. I'm always trying to say funny, because sometimes when you get that person's mind off buying, because people do come to buy, but it's such a stressful situation. This is what I learned. You have to take their money off buying. You have to make the buying process comfortable and fun. So when you get their mind off buying and spending money, especially today, you know, you get a better result. It's a better experience for everybody. So the comic book store I go to, I would call my main comic book store. It didn't used to be that way, you know, bad customer service. And, you know, I think maybe because I was in retail management, you know, I look for good customer service. I look for it. I expect it. And I know how I used to treat my customers. And when I was a manager, I wanted my employees to treat my customers. The one thing that I will give to car salesmen and commission salespeople, they know how to smooze, even if they don't want to. You know, even though car salesmen, they can be a little, you know, extra. But, you know, because you have to understand, when there's somebody in your establishment, I don't care if you're selling Twinkies by the side of the road, when somebody is coming to buy something from you, and I say this all the time, you know, I'm a big supporter of customer service. And so when somebody's buying something from you, you have to be able, you have to be open and get the money. You know, you don't have to like the person, but like them enough to get that money in the cash or swipe that card, get the money. And I don't understand. So the problem I had with my customer store, my comic book store, was they weren't trying to get my money. Get my money. Make me feel like a valued customer because I'm here every week. And so now, and then I had an exchange with a young man that works there. Well, I think he's older than me. I'm like, you know what? You can't not wait on me then expect me to give you some money. That's not going to happen. And so, but now when he sees me comes in, he always says something funny to me. He always, and we make a joke of out of our first interaction now. And hey, this is why I go to you, because, and when he's not there, I don't like shopping there really, because he makes me feel comfortable and makes me feel like I'm valuable to his, to their business. Anyhow, besides all that, I know Avengers 2 is going to be really awesome. I can't wait. And that's next 2015. Anyhow, so you guys know I love Chipotle. I first found Chipotle in 2007 when I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. And I never, only like burrito places I knew of was Taco Bell, because here, when I was living here before, there was no other, like, you know, real, not even say authentic, a burrito place. There was no burrito places, because the burritos aren't authentic to South America, you know, or Mexican cuisine is not. And so I'm like, what is this place? And they're just on a whim. I tried it out, and I'm like, oh my God, this is the best tasting burrito ever. You know, they're huge and they're big and it's fresh and they have the free range stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is really kind of good. And so I started making it a weekly passage to Chipotle because I love the food. And this was back in 2006, 2007. You know, I've been to Chipotle's in South Carolina. I've been to Chipotle's in Washington, D.C. I've been to Chipotle in Louisville, Kentucky. I've been to Chipotle in Indianapolis, Indiana. You know, and I can tell you where everyone are. But, and so when I moved back here, and I used to be, before I moved, I'd say, oh, you got to get us a Chipotle. So when I moved back here, somebody had emailed me that they were building a Chipotle coming in 2013 or 2014, whenever it was, to my area, which is Evansville, Indiana. And I'm like, oh my God, I get to have Chipotle back. One of the things that I had to give up when I left Atlanta was Chipotle. And Chow Baby, if you guys live in Atlanta, you know Chow Baby is. And for those who know me from Atlanta, you know Chow Baby is one of my favorite restaurants. It's like a Mongolian grill. Anyhow, and so I was really happy. So it finally comes and opens. Been there several times. I had my birthday meal last year at this Chipotle. That's how much I loved it. And I'm like, oh, okay, so today, you know, today is Wednesday, and with New Comic Book Day, my nephew and I, we go to the arcade, and we're building up all of our, you know how you go to these little arcades, and they give you these points and tickets and things, and here we go to this place called 2-Bit Bandit, and you can, you put the tickets in the bank. So right now we have 596 tickets that will be, as I said, at the end of the summer, we'll exchange them for something. Well, I'll let him exchange it for something. So that's something we do. We have a good time. And then we always go have lunch together. And so my nephew doesn't eat that type of stuff. I'm like, well, I'm going to get Chipotle and then I'll run you down the street to Wendy's, because he'll eat Wendy's. And so I go to Chipotle like it's like normal, you know, it's normal business as usual. And the thing is with Chipotle, here it has a little pretense, because it's a little bit higher, you know, it's not Taco Bell. And it's got a little pretense, and it's like, okay, it's really fast food. For all intents and purposes, it's just fast food, but you know, everybody's all kind of dressed up in high heels and things. And I like, give it a rest. I'm unshaven, shorts, t-shirt and tennis shoes, right? And so I ordered what I always order. You know, I'm a creature of habit. You know, I don't flip the script too much. And so I get a burrito, black beans, chicken, and white rice. So he says that, and he's like, I said, mouth salsa, corn salsa, sour cream and cheese. That's it. A little extra sour cream. Cool. So he does all that, and he scoots it down to the young man who is finishing up my burrito. So he's getting it all wrapped pretty. And so I think the burrito could have sat there for, I think a minute too long before they could get it wrapped. It tore. And so normally, and it has happened to me before, when it tears, you know, the little tortilla, the little flour tortilla, they'll take it and they'll take what you had and they'll get another tortilla and they'll dump it onto another flour tortilla. Totally fine. It didn't matter. But what did matter was half the ingredients, because you didn't want to do it to start with, this young man, which I understand, it's the summertime, you're a young person, you don't want to be working anyhow. I was there, been there, done that. But that's a justification, not an excuse. And so he's putting, you know, what's the ingredients from the torn burrito onto the new flour tortilla. Well, and I'm like, and so I'm watching him, and half the stuff didn't get back on the new burrito. And then he's going to throw the other tortilla with the other half of the ingredients in the trash or whatever they do with it. And I'm like, I'm like, hey, can you make that over for me, please? I'd appreciate it. I was really, at this point, I was still being nice. I was still being calm, cool, and collected. And he's like, well, I can put some more stuff on it. With a little attitude. I'm like, no, I'd just rather if you just make it over. You know, and so he looks at me, and he begrudgingly goes down to the other at the very end. So kind of like Subway, you create on one end and pay on the other end. And I had already, but I was totally fine with that. I had already swiped my card, or she took my credit card. It was like $9 and some odd cents, and I got me a Izzy, you know, them little Izzy. Red raspberry drinks. They're really, really good. The carbonated drinks. I'm like, it's really fun. Okay, this is fine. Knock it out. And so I'm looking. And so I'm watching this young person. So to be smart, to have a little attitude, to show me, I guess, that I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to tell him what to do. He's putting even less stuff on the new burrito than what he had dumped from the old burrito onto the new flour tortilla. So instead of confronting him, and I knew somebody who worked there, I told the young man, I said, you know what? I no longer want to eat here anymore. Can you just go ahead and give me a refund? And she's like, oh, what's the problem? I said, I don't want to discuss it. I just want to be out of your store. Can you please give me my money back so I can leave? And she's like, well, I'll give you one in the house. That's not the point. I want to leave. Give me my money. So she starts processing my refund. And so the one of the managers that I happen to know, he's like, hey, David, what happened? And I'm like, well, you see what he's down there doing. And he's giving a lot of attitude. He didn't want to do it anyhow. I thought I was in the right. I wasn't mean to this young person. I just want my money back so I can get out of here. So I said, no big deal. I'm leaving. And he's like, oh, wait a second, David. So he grabs me a free little card that says you can come back and get a free burrito on it. Sparkling juice. It is good. And so while he's doing that, a customer that was behind me in line, she thought it was appropriate for her to say, well, he's doing the best that he can. So, you know, my head spun around like Linda Blair, because nobody was talking to you, you know. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, he's doing the best he can. I'm like, well, it's really none of your business, so you can shut your mouth. And that's what I said. And so she starts talking to, there's another, you know, that little monster thing that used to be on Warner Brothers, Bugs Bunny, the Looney Tunes, and Bugs Bunny was always messing with it. It was cutting the hair. It was all hair and it was red. Well, that's what she looked like. And so The customer's telling her, I don't know what his problem is or something. She's saying he's doing the best he can, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, he's not doing the best he can because he has an attitude. But I guess I'm black and, you know, I shouldn't be talking to the white people like this because I'm the only Negro in the store. Which is fine. You know, I never need to hide behind my color for nothing. And so this lady, she's still popping off. I'm like, look, lady, this is really none of your damn business. Shut up. I'm not talking to you. This is my money, and you can say what you want, but it has nothing to do with you, so butt out. And so then the Chipotle worker, the red monster thing, she starts yelling at me, "You can get out of this store. You can get out of this store if you're gonna fight." I'm like, "Look, she's t you need to be talking to her. You're not talking to me. You can get out of." And so I've never, all the years I've been on this planet, all the times I've been to Chipotle's in the last, what, 8 years. Never. And as big as I am, you would think they would want me to eat at their place because I'm gonna eat up all the food, right? And so, Corey, I hope it wasn't your mommy either. Tell her to call me. And so, you know, you would think they'd want me in there, but I've never been asked to leave an establishment because of something you did, and that all comes with accountability. And so, she's yelling and being ridiculous. And so, this gives the customer, since this is all directed toward me, this gives the customer more confidence to keep on popping off. So I cuss both those chicks out. I'm like, I don't give him my damn money. I'm trying to get up out of here. I will never come back in this store ever again. You know, and sometimes you have to take a stand. I will go to Qdoba. I will go to Moe's. We don't have a Willie's here. You know, I will take a Taco Bell burrito before I will put another Chipotle burrito in my mouth until that problem is handled and they call me and say, "Hey, Mr. David, we are so sorry. We are so sorry for treating you this way, and our customers, you know, we don't do the." They would have to give me a Chipotle burrito a week for a year to make this right, you know. And so I just told you, mind your own business. You know, y'all will never treat me this way. And my nephew, and of course, I'm trying not to be too crazy so my nephew won't think his uncle is totally off the chain, you know. But I think sometimes you have to train up the young ones. This is what you have to expect, but you don't have to take that type of treatment from anyone. You have to respect your elders because you're a child. But when you're an adult, you know, you will be. I don't care if you're black, white, purple. You know, as Ken said, aubergine. I don't care what color. You will not disrespect me. You know, I take a whole bunch of stuff, but I will not take disrespect. And so, to make a long story short, we went down. I was so mad, I was shaking, and I'm like, I'm going to have an aneurysm up in this joint because of these damn people. You know, because like I said, this would never have we this never have got to this point if the young man, you know, the employee had done what he was supposed to do, other than giving me attitude and treating me like I wasn't worthy of to be eating in that establishment. And like I said, it's a little pretense, and I was the only Negro in there, and every time I've been in there, I've been the only Negro in there. You know, so anyhow, I called the manager back, and he didn't know what was going on because I said, I need to get this out because I'm ready to have a heart attack. So I called the manager back, and he said, "Oh my God, I am so sorry." He says, "Who was it? I'm gonna talk to her." And then he, you know, they tried to. I said, "I don't know if it's a black or white thing because it may not have been." You know, I can only speak to how I felt at the time, being the only black customer, and not the one who caused the problem, and you're not correcting the person who is attacking me, woman, female or not, attacking me, and not say, hey, ma'am, because all what would have satisfied me is she'd say, ma'am, I'm taking care of the situation. You know, if you go ahead and please order, you'll be next in line. She could have shut her down. I would have, like, ma'am, I got this. Yeah, I don't need no help, you know, but yet so you want to yell at me and ask me to leave the store. Anyhow, so I was talking, I shared with you guys with the manager. I do have a free coupon from Qdoba too, Corey. He was sympathetic. He's like, I'm so sorry. He said, next time you come in here, I'm like, it's not about getting anything free. I don't understand what you're saying. And that wasn't my point. It's about how do you allow, you know, someone to treat a customer, a paying customer that pays your salary, you know. How do you allow that to happen? And then there's no reprisals. There's no consequences. And so he's like, I don't know what to do. He said, I know exactly who you're talking about. And she should never have asked you to leave the store. She should never have yelled at you. I'm like, yeah, I know she shouldn't. You're not telling me something I don't know. And then he says, well, I don't think it's a black or white thing because she dates a black man. I'm like, I don't care if she dates a Martian. That's not the point. The point is, she might have a problem with the man. Maybe that's why she was yelling at me. I said, she can yell at a man like that. She can't talk to me like that. Anyhow, I just thought that was interesting. And that was my, I don't know if it's over yet. I have been tweeting and Facebooking with them today. And they said that they were going to take a look into the problem. But, you know, whether they will or not, who knows? I'm just a little guy that borrowed, you know, a $6 burrito. It's not on the scale of things that are important to them. I'm sure my contribution to their bottom line is not that important. But, you know, hey, we'll see. Obviously, I'm a Martian hater. I'm not a Martian hater, I promise you. We're going to take a really quick break and we come back. See, this is probably my problem. I'll be able to tell you what kind of diva I am, because this might have been. And sometimes, like I would say, I've told people before, I'm like, I have to, you know, step outside of myself and say, okay, was that a diva move? Because I can get in diva mode and like, oh no, y'all can't talk to me like that, and it could just be a high, you know. Anyhow, we'll take a quick break. My name is David. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. I'm not a diva.
Na diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler. Na diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler. Stop the track. Let me stay fast. I told you give me a minute and I'll be right back. 50 million around the world and they said that I couldn't get it. I done got so sick and filthy with binges I can't spin. How you gonna be talking shit? You act like I just got a pity. Been the number one diva in this game for a minute. I know you read the paper, the one that they call a queen. Every radio around the world know me cause that's where I be.
Diva is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler. Of a hustler. when I hit the stage. I'm a diva, best believer, you see how she getting paid. She ain't calling him the greatest, don't need him, her best mate.
This place is stick up, I need them bags, all that money.
I'm a stick up, stick up,
I see the mask, all that money.
All my ladies get it up, I see you, I do the same. Take it to another level, no passengers on my plane.
I'm not a diva, hey. I'm not a diva.
This is a stick up, stick up. I need them bags, all that money. Stick up, stick up. You see the mask, where that money?
I'm a diva, is a female version of a hustler. Of a hustler.
Y'all know Beyonce wrote that song for me. She had me in mind when Diva came out. And that's one of those songs, anytime I hear it, I don't care where I am, what I'm doing, I will stop and I will dance. He may be a big boy, but he's light on his feet. Catch it. But she, no. I mean, seriously. The first day I heard that song, I'm like, oh, that's my theme music. This is how I carry myself. Not that I think I'm all that great and grand, which I do kind of think I'm great and grand, but I carry myself a certain way. You know, I carry myself to where I want to be respected, you know, and I will not take disrespect. I've always lived my life that way. So when I walk into a room, maybe with new people, that song is playing in my head. If y'all could hook a 3.5 millimeter jack up to me and stick in some speakers, when I walk into a room, y'all would hear that song. You know, that's just how it is. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we're talking about bad customer service experiences. So we talked about Chipotle and all that nonsense, and I will tell you guys how this all plays out, hopefully in the next week or so, and the whole Aldi thing, and we talked about that kind of stuff, and now, you know, like I like to do on the 5x5 Late Night Show, we're coming up on an hour, so I don't want to keep you guys any longer than an hour. There is a quiz on BuzzFeed that I thought was really funny. It's called "How Much of a Diva Are You?" And it's so funny. It has Beyonce on the as the picture, which is really, really funny. And so it tells you, check off all of these that apply to you. And there's a whole list of things that I'm going to go through and hope we can get through those pretty fast, quickly. You think you are royalty. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna check that box. Wait, scratch that. You know you're royalty. Nah. Everyone else is peasant. I don't think that. They should bow down in your presence. will I be wrong if I say yes? Hell, yes, they should bow down. Cause that song "Bow Down, Bitches." That's another one of my. That's what I should have played. you are not afraid of voicing your opinions. No. And then the second was, you are really not afraid of voicing your opinions. No, not at all. That's because you're right and they're wrong. Yep. Your voice is loud. Yep. Your personality is loud. Yep. Actually, everything about you is loud. Yeah, baby, I'm even loud when I walk. No comments. Like, you pretty much just have one volume. Wait a minute. Like, you pretty much just have one volume. Loud. Yeah. That being said, you might sound your most threatening when you don't even raise your voice. That might be true. It's mainly because you've perfected the art of emphasizing the most important syllable in a word to maximize the dramatic effect. Not sure what that means. I guess I do, but nah, we won't check that one. You also can say everything you want with your eyes. Yes, I am the king of the side eye. If anybody reads my Facebook feed or my Twitter feed, there's always hashtag side eye. Always. So yes, that's because your resting bitch face is strong, very strong. Yeah. You also roll your eyes a lot. Yes, I do. You also can do the thing where you laugh and smile, but it looks like you want to murder someone. Totally. Receiving a compliment from you is an incredible accomplishment. No, that's not true. I compliment all the time. You are impatient. I'm not really impatient. Let's see. Like you can't stand to wait for anything, and that's not a bad thing. Nah, I can wait. The worst is when you have to wait in line for coffee at Starbucks. Not really. In a perfect world, Starbucks would have a VIP line. Just no. Even though I do like VIP, but no, that's not necessary. Drinking coffee that isn't Starbucks is sacrilegious and pains you. You know, here's the thing. I don't like Starbucks coffee. It tastes burned to me. Dunkin' Donuts, on the other hand, there should be a VIP for me line in Dunkin' Donuts because I love it that much. You hate using public restrooms. Yep. In a perfect world, you would only do your business in the privacy of your own home. The peasants can have the public. This is true, but I don't think the peasants thing are right. But anyhow, you love when people hold doors open for you. I think everybody does, especially car doors. Not necessarily because I'm always driving. You always win arguments, pretty much. You always have to have the last word all the time. Really, at this point, people know better than to get in an argument with you unless they like losing. True. This is hilarious. If something doesn't go your way, you definitely can get even. That doesn't make sense. I'm not going to check that. If something doesn't go your way, comma, you definitely can't even. Okay. And nah, sometimes I can take a loss. It's not that big of a deal, and I can compromise, so no. Also, you frequently proclaim I'm dying when something isn't to your liking. Nah. You always wear sunglasses. Nah. Sometimes you even wear sunglasses indoors. Nah. Normally, you won't leave the house unless you look flawless. That's not true. Sometimes I look a mess and I don't care. But sometimes if you don't give a fuck, you'll leave in whatever because people are just lucky to be around you. They better recognize, actually, that's life model for you. I don't give a fuck. Pretty much when you want something to happen, you want it to happen now. Yeah. And in the right way. You've been called bossy, loud and obnoxious or worse. Yeah. It doesn't bother you when people call you those things. Sticks and stones, baby. I know that's right. You're definitely a little bit dramatic. Yeah. And most of the time, you're so over everything. Not really. Tap water just isn't for you. At the very least, you need bread or water. Nah, that's not true. But bottled water is preferable. That is true. Also, Diet Pepsi won't do. It has to be Diet Coke. Well, since I'm a Coke boy, because I'm from Atlanta, I'll say that, yes. You like to sit at the head of the table. Nah, not really. You like to sit shotgun in the car. I don't like sitting in the back seats. You absolutely have to have an aisle window seat when you fly. I'm scared of heights. You're never early to any events. I like being on time, so that's not true. You're never on time for any events. Nah. You're always fashionably late. Nah. You don't walk, you strut. Nah, I definitely strut. I might bounce a little. You don't smile, you smize. And for you, those who don't know what smize is, that comes from my cousin, Tyra Banks. She's really not my cousin. You know, smiling with your eyes, smizing, you smize. No, I like my smile, so I don't smize. You don't sweat, you glisten like Wonder Woman. I sweat. You don't look, you glare. Now that's true. You don't attend events, you grace people with your presence. Okay. You don't exist, you radiate. That's true. If it's your way or the highway. I hate to say that's true, but yeah. But most important of all, you know you are a diva and you own it. True. So, show me my results. This is my result of how much of a diva am I. I checked off 35 out of 60 on the diva list. It says you're a big diva. You're loud and proud, and there is nothing wrong with that. Your personality is an 11 out of 10. So let it shine. Keep on strutting your strut. Oh, that was cute, and that was awesome. I love that. So, yes, I knew I was a diva. Hey, City FM 99.9, what's up? Well, go to BuzzFeed and type in how much of a diva are you, and then you can see how much of a diva you are, Corey Clark. David Dunkin' Coffee. I don't think. Well, I love Dunkin' Donuts. It's so good. And the coffee's even better. I think it's really good. Okay, guys. We're going to take one more quick break. Then we'll come back and then a few announcements. Going to wrap some things up. Thank you guys for joining me. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
Tryna get that honey, that's all we do. Challenge no be easy. Sometimes you gotta go somewhere to cool your head. Breathe in the air, sun so clear. No worries to bother you there. Sit even on a beach, baby, on an island, yeah. Go to a lake house, baby, break out and make out. Feeling free like the wind I'm supposed to be.
That is like the best vacation song, right? Very good song. So guys, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Be very, very careful. Don't burn down your house or my house or anyone else's house. It's going to be a great evening here in town. So I'll be working, but I'll be taking those that I work with to enjoy the festivities here in town. And maybe barbecue a little bit. I don't know yet. So I hope you guys have a great 4th of July. Check me out tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. for Comic Booked, which I'll be going over the new comic books new comic books for this week that I picked up. And also, shortly after that, I'll be on Ken Boggle's live show on Blog Talk Radio as well. So stay tuned for him right after my comic book show. And then we will be back next Tuesday. So, I'll take a break Saturday and Sunday and Friday, unless I do a little 4th of July show. And see, actually, Corey Clark is a big diva too. So I trained you well. No, he was a diva when I first met him. Thank you guys for joining me. Ken Boggle, as always, my friend, my buddy, my pal. Thanks for joining me. Corey, thanks for joining me. City FM, thanks for popping in the chat room and checking me out. You guys have a great night, great tomorrow, and we'll see you next time. Good night, everyone.